Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi guys, my name is Obi Franklin. I just sipped tea with Temi-san on Tea with Tay. Catch me live on this episode. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy New Year, my beautiful listeners. This is the first episode of the year and I must say I really missed you guys. And that's why I brought this fantastic episode to you guys. It's a full circle moment for me because the first man that ever employed me in my life is sitting on my couch. Please put your hands together for Obi Franklin. Ubi! Ha! My
so
boss.
You don't call me Oga.
I have to respect you. That's why I have to.
So you need to be him. We need to go back to
my
like.
First Oga. Yeah. But it's so amazing that you're my first boss ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, and you gave me that when I was 17. You thought I was 18, sure.
Yeah.
But I was actually 17. And I don't know why.
So, you know, you walked into that house with. What's her name? There's someone that brought you.
The girl. Can I forget my colleague's name?
I forgot her name though.
Yeah.
Well, you see, there's something about you. You look like one very inquisitive guy that wanted to know everything that's going on. You know, everywhere we are going, we're having conversations. Mm. You want to stand there. Then you have not been employed yet, but there was just something very one busybody thing about it.
I swear.
Yeah. So I was like, so I then went inside. I told Inyaya, I said, I think I want to hire this guy. Mm. I like the way he's. You know, I said, I don't care about his age. I like, because you see, back in the day, this was like maybe almost 9 years.
What did you say 9 years?
10.
This was 2014. So technically, it would be 9 years this year.
9 years.
Yeah.
So that period, you know that people don't hire young people like
yes,
that,
yes.
You know. And then I always say that these days, when you go to land, you know, back in the day, when you go to a landlord and say you're a musician, they'll say you're a miscreant.
Mm.
Right now, landlords want their sons to be musicians.
Right.
So that's why they are able to either rent houses or sell houses to musicians. Right. Right? So back in the day, you know, we're just young. Nobody, we didn't know anything. 2014, I was maybe
29.
I was 29. Yeah. So I knew a lot of things that were going on around the environment. And I was young. And I said, okay, if I was Julius Agu's PA at about maybe 21, you understand? So why wouldn't I give him an opportunity to also work with me, because the things I learned at that age made people think I'm 40 something.
Yes.
Right? Because of how much I grew in terms of working with people at a very young age.
Mm.
So why not? And there was just something about you. Mm. And you know, every time I look at you today, I always say this. I say, God, thank you for giving me an opportunity to hire this guy. Because I know that we get that job gave you an opportunity.
Exposed me.
You understand?
Lot.
Because that was your first transport fare into the industry.
Yeah.
And doing this today, I'm very proud.
And you paid me a good salary. I have to give it up to you.
Yeah,
because
thank you.
Even now, Steve, I know if it's one of my people, I know if you paid that amount. I was only 50K. I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I was too rich in school.
So yeah.
They call me Timmy-san Triple MG. I'm bad. I'm bad at times. But thank you for that.
No
speaking
problem.
Of young, like you really started this business young, but I want to, let's go back to Calabar.
Yeah.
That's where you were raised, right?
Yeah.
So you were raised in Calabar. Tell me the earliest memory of you living in Calabar and deciding to move to Lagos. How did all that happen?
So I was in Maduna University in Okija, 2003. I was a 100-level year law student. in Madonna University. I entered in 2002 through pre-degree. 2003, I was in 100 level. And August of 2003, my dad passed. So I've always gone on holidays to my sister's house in Abuja. So when my dad passed, I was living with one of his friends. My dad was a judge. So I was living with one of his friends who was a judge just for a bit to see how I can, you know, find what I can do and then go back to school. Because school fees was really expensive then. So my dad being a judge, you know, judges are like, you know, it's government that paid them, right? So it's not like my dad had like one business somewhere, you know. So when he passed, I struggled to pay school fee. So I always leave school, go and hustle in Abuja, then come back, pay school fee and try to
Like you would go to Abuja and hustle.
Yeah, and just hustle, you know. So I was 18 at the time. And, you know, your dad passed at 18. What are you going to do? You know, he was a breadwinner. My sister was in second year law. I was in 100 level law at the time. So I just kept hustling, you know. At a point, we found someone who was going to take care of my sister's school fee. Me, I was just hustling to make sure. Bro, school fee at the time was 500K, you know. Private university, Madonna University. So I was just hustling. So one of these Decembers, 2005. So I had gone to, I think 2005, yeah. I'd gone to Abuja to visit my sister. We're just there chilling. She now said, let's go to Lagos to visit your brother. My brother lived in Lagos.
Mm.
My brother owned a very big show at the time, excuse me, called The Intern Show.
Okay.
So he said, let's go and visit your brother in Lagos. I was like, oh, sure, why not? So we entered ABC Transport, AC pumping.
So you don't fly?
I don't fly come Lagos.
But ABC, you tap that year.
ABC, yeah. You know, the AC one, we just sit down. You know, then the roads were safe, everything. So we drove straight. We got to Lagos. When we got to Lagos, I just reached the mansion where my brother lived. I said, shit. Swimming pool, everything. I say me.
At that time.
Baba, I don't calculate the thing. And then they go back this Abuja, not this Lagos. Then, you know, say when you don't test blood. Hey.
You want to. So want come,
you know, the next week, that period, my brother busy. They do like in a reality show. So then people like Two-Face, we had a year for
TV. Yeah.
I can't see, say Two-Face, they come meet my brother. Then they sign contract, me and do like, me and perform for the eviction party. Say me.
Yeah,
go back. So my sister did not know that I was planning all of these things in my head. So every day my brother wakes up to go to work. I wake up, shower, dress up. You know, say the clothes, no tap them, but I'll just, you know,
we'll package them.
I'll package them. Enter front car, back of my brother. In driver, I go just drive, we'll just go. So I can't see how money they move. Things they happen. Say me, go back to Abuja, never. That's how I just did. So, you know, after December holiday, everybody wanted to go back to Abuja. I tell my brother, I say, I know they go, now here I do. He said, ah, but you have to go back to Abuja. And I said, now here
I do. But you had school at the time.
Yeah, but I say, oh, they go from here, they go to school, they come back to Lagos. I don't understand. When you don't test blood like this. So I can't do that, just they chill with my brother, I can't they walk. Before you know him, he make me in PA.
Right.
So I started meeting celebrities, all them AY. 2000, you know, then AY just, he never blow. Do you understand? So AY come carry, he get one complimentary card where AY get at the time, where he hold mic like this, in wear green suit, one complimentary card. I will not forget that. So he come meet my brother, then they discuss me and host the intern show eviction party. So Two-Face, that's why I think me Two-Face, all these people, I can't see what they go on. I can't relate with them and they relate with me. I say,
from where to where?
You know, everything just they did fast. That's why I just did. They work. Then 2000 and my brother got married like 2008. Yeah. Me and wife, we know can't agree. You understand? But I don't test street Lagos. So I just
so you had to move out of the house.
I had to move out of the house.
But did you make enough money at the time before?
No. So my cousin was like, so you know the funny thing? My dad back in the years has helped a cousin of mine. And his dad lived with my dad.
Right.
So he lived in this house where we're recording this podcast today right now.
Yeah, you mentioned that you lived in the same house.
So immediately I knew that he was in Lagos.
Mm.
And when I saw her carry my bag, I knock in gate, bang, 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 I enter. He said, what are you doing? I say, I come to live here. My brother, me and wife, we know if you relate again. That's how I moved.
And he allowed you to stay?
He allowed me, yeah.
Shout out to him.
You know, so I moved in here. This was my room. Then the other side was my cousin's room.
Wow.
And then his room was, we're just there chilling. They play football. Now here I learned how to play FIFA, you know, play snooker, all of those things. We just did the play. I'll follow and go walk. Then he had a club in Lagos called Penthouse. I don't know if you remember Penta. Mm. Then, you see why balling, know they too sweet me again. Bro, we ball. You know what it'd be to get club where we say they pop, then Penthouse. People ain't no Penthouse back in the day, they would tell you, we ball Lagos. We'll come up, come back. Now waiting, you know, day that
lifestyle.
Time. Money, lifestyle, day. You understand? You know, say, then people, dollar no day like a day now. So yeah. People, they pop drink, well. You know, life was good.
Mm-hmm.
So, after that, I now got a job with Julius Agu.
Right.
So when I was living here, right, I now got a job with Julius Agu to be his PA. So I was Julius Agu's PA for like 2 years.
Mm.
So one day I went for a meeting at MTN, right?
With Julius Agu?
I go hustle my hustle. You understand? So when I got there, I met a friend of mine, my older brother's friend. I told me, oh, your brother is my friend. I'm like, oh, really? So I collect a number. We just keep the relationship.
Were you always that kind of guy that will try to hustle everywhere?
Yeah, bro. I always know. So when I get into a room, I know who's my target. Do you understand? Hmm. If I get into a room, I know who's my target. If now you're my target, before I come up for there, we go relate. When I get into a room, I'll just look at everybody. Me. I know they look waiting you well. Now, who then don't tell me, say, now this person be.
And nobody going to intimidate you.
Oh, for where? Me.
I need that energy to take blow.
Nobody. Even if you carry me, go meet Buhari right now, we go yarn. You see, the thing is, intimidation comes when you don't have anything to offer.
Right.
Offering something is not about, speaking English.
Mm.
You need to, if you meet the president today, if I meet Buhari right now, I talk to Anadi, and he asks me, what would you like to do? In my head, I already don't know what thing I want that I may do. If you go give me the money or give me the opportunity or the access to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need three things: money, opportunity, or access.
Mm.
They are all the same thing. It depends on how it comes, what comes first, and what you use to you what you you how you implement it. Money, opportunity, access are the same thing.
Mm.
No, so if you use money now, enter, gain access to something.
Mm.
But if you use also access, go find money. Or if you use opportunity. So, you know the prayer I always pray before I go back to my story. I always say, God, may I never get to my moment and miss it.
Right.
See, tell me, son, person where go change your life, you don't see him several times, but you know no sin him. You know why? That's why every morning I pray to God. I say, God, grant me wisdom and understanding.
Mm.
You know why? See, wisdom and understanding, it helps you know that this moment I'm standing on, money day here.
It's important. Mm.
So you need to use it. So that's why I come now. I got into Lagos. I started to work with. I saw that my brother friend from MTN, come call me one day, say, there's a guy called Yaya. Wow. He won Project Fame, I said, I know Sabian. He said, okay, this is number, call him. He said to me, I think you guys will make a good pair, and this industry is going to stand still for both of you. I don't know what he saw, but it was just a conversation I had with him the day he met me.
Mm.
You see, all I always tell God is, I say, God, help me get to places where, right? I always tell God to help me get to places where people will not see me for who people think I am on social media,
mm-hmm.
but they'll see me for who I really am.
And the value that you can bring.
And the value that I bring. And they can always give me work. But last year, that's all what that worked for me. Call here. Oh, Ubi, you're recommended for something like this. Mm. Come on, guy, I'll deliver. And I know they put greed for front. Mm. Oh, they do some business, 200, 300 million. I go only make 2 million, 3 million. I'm okay. But some people want to make half of that money. I rather it's consistent than it's half. So he called me, said, go and meet. So that's why I pick phone. One morning like that, I don't think the thing. I just call here. I say, how far away you there? They say, man, I can't manage you. Behave well. You know, all those kind of things. Yeah, I can't, they chance me for fun.
You were on web.
Yeah, so, you, so then, you know, I didn't watch Project Fame, so I didn't know how talented the guy was.
Yes.
So we can't go one head is for Abuja. So I don't, they call, yeah, they chase and chase, and the guy, they run me like, so I know.
Did he have a manager at the time?
He had a manager, one guy, but he was not feeling what the guy was doing for him. So that's why he had reported to this, my brother's friend, and then they were looking for somebody else for him. So I can't enter Abuja for Headies. You get one Headies where they do for ICC 2009 or 10. So I can't enter ICC. And I saw a person come to him. Person just say, ah, yeah, yeah, can I take a picture? Now what I turn. I said, now you be yeah, yeah. He said, yeah. No, say then social media, no, they will say,
yeah,
we just
so you
go
know the person.
You just go maybe open person Instagram, start to look the within. You know, I didn't really know who it was, but I knew that, okay, somebody won Project Fame. There's right. A, you know, reality show like Project Fame. So I said, now you been, yeah. He said, yes. Bounce, I won't even bounce me. I said, but guy, calm down. I won't talk to my guy. I said, now maybe we'll be. Where don't they call you? He said, ah, Baba, no facts. So we'll come start to G's. I still have the picture of that day. Come start to the G's, we relate. He tell me, so when he come Lagos, say he go call me.
Oh, so he wasn't even, was he was already based in Lagos, Shah?
Yeah, was already based in Lagos, but we went for Headies in Abuja. Yeah. So as we enter, as we come back Lagos, Baba know they pick my call again. Call. You know, almost 1 year.
Wow.
So one day, I just pick phone, call him. Say, where in there? So I got a job to be a label manager for one company called Slick Beats Entertainment. You know that guy where Burna Boy mentioned for in song, boss man, just okay. The boss man, he had a record label called Slick Beats Entertainment.
Right.
So he made me the label manager. So we get studio, better studio, equipment, everything there, brand new, everything. Guess what? Nobody to, artist no day to record. Now I say, okay. Now I say, man, I call you. I say, this is the last call why they call this guy. So now so I call him. As I call him, he bring praise come.
Right.
So I come start to find producers. I come say, okay, I define producers now like this. Five producers come. I come pick two producers from the D-Tunes. And
Ronda Tracks?
One other guy. No, no, be Ronda Tracks. Ronda Tracks came later.
Okay.
D-Tunes and one other guy. I picked two of them. They studio, they come, they make the beat. They make beat. So when they come calling, yeah, say, guy, I want to do something. Why they behave like this now? If they go show, he say, yeah, in the go show, they pay and 250, 300K. I said, guy, we're going to make better money. Come.
But how were you so sure that you're going to make money? Because you're never managed
anybody
before.
I'm never wrong. Forget anything. I'm never wrong. And you can see that with you. If I didn't give you that opportunity, maybe if I don't finish that your law thing where they do, go, they work for one chamber, you understand? I'm not disrespect to lawyers. Yeah. I'm just saying if I just did one chamber, but that is not what say everybody get within God, don't say me you do.
Yes, true.
You understand? I'm not, you see, lawyers are very, you know, is our profession, right? Lawyers are great people. They're the ones that help us put us in line, right? But some lawyers are now entertainers because they go do that, their law finish. They don't say no be there. Yeah. God called them today. Then they here now, right? Then they entertainment. Look at people like Ebuka or Maomi. You know, they're a lot. They are lawyers that are striving very well in the entertainment industry. So that means that law, they just carry my certificate.
May not be like,
you understand? May not be like say it's anything lost. You understand? So, but you see, what happened between you and I was the fact that I had to give you an opportunity because I know that this was your journey. Because someone gave me an opportunity too.
True.
But you see, it's one thing giving somebody an opportunity. It's another thing the person taking the opportunity and using it properly. So I called him here. I said, let him come. So something that happened. He came one day. Just drive down in RAV4. By that time, I had to push generator from house, reach office, come back. I chop in Domi alone. So he come. I can't call him. He can't tell me saying they come. So he don't come that day. The next day. So I just tied generator for waste, just the worker. But I've suffered though. You know, say my house and my office, now the same generator would they use.
Right.
So for morning, I go tie the generator for my waist with long rope, just a drag generator. You get tired.
I don't understand.
You know the generator will get tired.
You did push them by yourself, go off.
So if I push them, I did tire. So I can't find rope. Tie the rope for the generator. Tie the rope for my waist. So it's I did worker. I'm serious.
You know, for this, like,
yes, now. you don't believe.
So for money, you go carry the generator.
Yeah. So from so my house did like it was like maybe driving, I'll say 1.5 kilometer.
Right.
So I go walk that 1.5 kilometer with generator for my waist.
Shamelessly.
I'll just go. So that morning, I don't tie generator for my waist. They go.
Mm.
You can imagine say you will say you won't help person.
Mm.
That's when they drive. He passed me. Just go park in front of my the studio. That's when me had a drag generator to come. That's so I just reached there. He said, if you tell me that I might help you, I said, no, but I don't already reach here. So we can't start the generator, he come. I see enter studio. The first song he recorded that day was, baby, this your booty, not confirm. Let me see you, I need to. That's the first song he ever recorded. After that, we now recorded a song, Iceberg Slim.
Right.
And G Worldwide. No, G Worldwide, the guy that used to sign Kizana back in the day. He was a rapper. So we now did a song, we get money every hour. The song was called Champagne Showers. So we believe, say that song was going to shut down MI. Who be MI? No, say MI. MI just dropped Mr. Incredible.
Mm.
So we did time and say we'll go shut MI down.
Mm.
The song will not come.
But alas.
So then Iceberg Slim was doing well because he just got back from Yankee. Mm. Rap was, you know. Then, yeah, he can't call me. He can't go Calabar. He can't call me when they say, he get one dance for Calabar where they call Etigi.
Right.
Say, he want to do song for Etigi. I say, okay, come. He recorded Kukere. He didn't finish it. He can't go. 6 months, he didn't come back to finish Kukere. So one day, I can't go. I did call me and come. So every day I slept, I woke up. I always told myself, you see this song, it can be a massive song.
Mm.
So, you know, say praise voice, they could carry. Now praise, they, yeah. So, Nya's voice is up. So, praise's voice, then we'll use balance.
Up, yeah.
You know, that my voice, they, let me do, baby, this your booty, not confirm. Because then, Don Jazzy had taken over the airways.
Yeah.
So, I've been wanting people to feel say we featured Don Jazzy for the song. Right. So we drop the song go blow. Want to say we won't use Don Jazzy, can't blow the song. So, yeah, I can't come back. After like 6 months, why don't they disturb me? Come record. So, one, you know, I take Glenn and me come record that song. I call one of my friends, I say, see, I don't call you. I say, no, get money. On. Say, now only 1K they in hand now. So, they use that 1K, he gets soup for fridge.
Mm.
They use that 1K, they buy Gary to the chop, you know, Indomie, to wait for maybe another show or
next
something to come.
Yeah.
So I can't sign, my friend can't sign check of 500,000 for me. No, nothing, no, but I say, he want my go bank. So I can't, no, so then a BlackBerry Messenger, I can't snap the things. I say, Baba, say person just come, one company just come here, listen to Kukere for the studio. They just give us 500,000, say for show, say, say, you know, reach 30 minutes, yeah, at the studio. We finish the song.
Wow.
So as we finish the song,
you know, catch the money after.
You can say, you know, thing. It come, you know, this thing happened in the morning.
Mm.
Before I said 30 minutes, as we finish everything, say, we'll go bank now. So I can't call my friend, say, me call me, say, me message me, say, the check now, the next day we'll go catch him. Because I know saying we'll go in house.
Yeah.
As we record Kukere, finish everything, then we're Occupy Nigeria that year. Can't start. Yeah, I know if you can't go in house, you can't do my house now. So we start to live
record.
Together. He had recorded, finished recording the Kukere. Right. So as they try to, you know, do other things, then where Occupy Nigeria happened. So, you know, so that time nobody feed the move.
Yes.
So in Konde, my house, that's what Konde, we start to live together. Then the house now 2 bedroom. The house where the label give me.
Right.
2 bedroom. So my guy, they live for one room. Me, I live for the other room.
Mm.
So now, Inya go come. We're there. So if I sleep for, if Inya carry babe, chill, me, I go sleep for Palo. You understand? You go sleep for room. If the day when me and Kai babe come, you understand? You go sleep for room. So that's how we alternate up. So before we reach house, babe, they come today. So one day the thing jam. So I love palo though. I did palo. Why in the inside room? You understand? We they alternate the thing. Mm-hmm. The babe come to tell me, is they squat? I say no, no, no. I say, you know, say na boys squatters. So not boys squatters, as in na boys area. Mm. So you know, say sometimes boy, if you come house yes. before you with babe. So I just find way to just wrap because you see, I understood years ago, even at the time when yeah, I never blow rich waiting be now, that you have to respect authority. Who is in front of you? Even if you be ogre, you have to understand that that person, that tree that bears you fruit, you have to water it very well yeah. and give it that respect.
Mm.
So now I feel go to him and say, "Omo, come off my room, I beg."
Mm.
But you will kill his self-esteem
yes.
with what you guys were trying to
at
do
at that time.
Yeah. Mm. So I leave him. We just enter studio. We just the record. That's what we drop Kukere. Everywhere scatter. The first place we perform Kukere was, I think, Kano or Kaduna. As Kukere drop, right? So we don't know, say, as he drop on like on Monday, we can go. You know that tour where MTN do? MTN rocks, who rocks more? With more hits that year
yeah.
with their tour. So MTN come put in here for the show. That's so we can go.
So he only had one song?
Yeah, then. Mm-hmm. So he had other songs like, see me all today, see me all the songs we didn't draw for Project.
It's a love song that you had.
Yeah, it's a love. They don't know how I feel about you. He had those two songs. And he had other songs that he had dropped and you know, but that could carry just everywhere. Bro, everywhere so scattered. The first day where we go show, that's what I did like, that's what tears they come off of my eye. I didn't even know what was about to hit us. So we start, as could carry they go. See, let me tell you one thing. Artists will fall off. Yeah, sometimes, and then they cause someone. Then we went for shows around, bro. There was no show.
I remember.
What happened for Nigeria?
Mm.
For any corner for Nigeria, where, yeah, I know they.
Right.
We go for, then, you know, say, in blow with some other artists where that W4, QDK, Race,
yeah.
that their set.
Mm.
So some guys that will go show like it will reach there. They go, there we babe. I go waking and say, more go back Lagos, more go back Lagos. Because you see, the comfort of me person pay your flight, pay your hotel, you be celebrity babes, they chase you. It's a big burden, you know?
It is.
Very big. So I go see like that. I say, because you know, see me, when I don't test something, I don't want to know how far this thing will go. So I wake him up, I say, bro, I more go back. He said, Baba, change flight now. We'll go to. I said, no, we have to go.
Can't work.
Because I knew something. Once you have a hit, a setup, until you have another one.
The consistency.
Consistency. So we come perform. After Kukere don't blow, then one day, I can't get call. Yeah, I say, we'll go P Square their house. Baba, I didn't come for this drama. That's so,
we go do 2 hours today. See, just start this down and listen to Apoko.
That's how we drive, reach P Square their house. Kukere the hotel. Guess what? You know, say P Square then they were
popping.
P Square said they won't sign here.
Won't steal your artist from you. Your head go boss first. Baba,
again, at that point, I don't even get contract with them. We just walk on to say, let my people go. P Square said they won't sign here. First, they can't call Nyaya, enter inside house, gist with and finish. They say, man, I wait outside.
Ah, that's and are you bring a come?
Yeah. Then me, the damage will go me, Basi, Emanara, and one of our other guy will go. So, D-Tunes followers go. So, as we come up for the meeting, as Nyaya come up for the meeting, you can't tell me waiting P Square, they talk, say P Square, they go like, talk to me. They come, they try to talk to me. I say, no problem. I say, we'll go house. We'll get back to them. As we enter car, they go. I can't ask him. I say, sorry.
This episode reminds me of Jamaica. Yeah.
As we enter house, they go. Car, they go house. I come to him. I say, look inside this car. Well. Don't you think you'll be very selfish if you go and sign to P Square? Alone,
yeah.
Without carrying everybody along. I say, see Basi, see Emanara, see G-Tunes, all of us, we don't walk.
With you.
With you. I say, okay, not even look them. Say, me, where don't start to disturb you for some time. Mm. Where come build all this team under you so that we'll feed all of us climb. So you won't go sign to Peace Square. And then they tell you, so they won't give you deal alone without all of us. And you won't be, you hungry. Say, calm down. This the next day, they call, they send contract, they call. Yeah, no pick. At last, they say, if you go, no problem.
I'll find another artist.
See, even that, if you go, no problem, fear them.
Emotional blackmail, but like you give up.
Fear them, my yash. Like this, I just say, ah. So, we read that down one. Guess the next one, LD.
LD the Don.
No, LD had a company at the time. He was signing different artists, mm-hmm. was signing, you know. So, LD come bring us one proposal, say, if he had a drop album, say, go put out for all the billboards, this, that, say, one sign, yeah, this, that. That one, they can't even offer me, say, I go, they go sign me in as manager.
Mm.
You understand? So, but the deal that they offer me, you know, too pure. Not like say I hold anything then, but I just know say
you had plans for you, bigger, had plans,
yeah. I can't find way. You get one girl where Eddie been they work with that time. Fine girl like this.
Mm.
When she comes speak English like this, everybody go to shake.
Kata.
Say, see this one. You never know, say you don't jab rock. So that's why I weathered that storm.
Mm.
And then I told him, I said, let's focus on what we are doing.
Mm.
I said, do you trust me? He said, yeah. I said, believe, let's go. That's how we start. So as Kukere, they go. That's so one day, one day house. So I come tell him, I say, Mama, we need another song. Kukere cannot be on forever.
Mm.
We can't fear, so we don't know what to do. That's so we did Palo. So we work from Palo. We don't carry the equipment, come house, because there will no fee pay rent for the office.
Mm-hmm.
So D-Tunes can't come, Palo, just there. So we tell D-Tunes, say, yeah, I tell D-Tunes, say, open Kukere a bit. That's why you open up. He said, come on this drum, change up to conga, come on this one, do like this, come on this one, do that. He can't tell Basi, say, go say, Mpoeto, Mpoeto. My way, Basi, go sing the thing. He can't tell Emma, go say, my waist, all I want is your waist. So now I'm a good one. So we can record your waist. We recorded your waist in like maybe 40 minutes. We're done.
Wow.
So, Kukere. Beat is the same beat as your waist, but we just change the drum patterns. That was all.
Really?
Then we can't drop. Then we can't put the list of people. Where Nyanya won. So Nyanya did not know Yvonne Nelson at the time. Now, you know, it's a school for Ghana.
Right.
So I went to school in Ghana, Gimpa. Mm. You know, Jocelyn Dumas. She was my classmate in Ghana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Gimpa. Yeah.
The actress, yeah.
Yeah, the actress. So I knew Yvonne Nelson then. So as they put names, because I get crush on the girl, so I put her name for the list. Say, Yvonne Nelson, roll her, mo. She said, we'll be in a bonus. I said, no worry. Then, yeah, I don't get Twitter.
Right.
So I DM Yvonne Nelson for yeah, Twitter. She replied. Say, huh?
From where to where?
I say, how this what they have? Everywhere will start. Then we'll start to talk to him. She called Nigeria. Him and yeah, I can start to date, all those things. You know, he added to the brand. It was beautiful,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
She's actually a very nice girl, you know. So that's what we come. We put Genevieve, we put Tonto DK, you know. So we just put girls where in really like, pop, you know, where, you know, where they, you know. And then guess what? The reason why we put Tonto DK was we office where we they where our office day, our neighbor na Tonto DK. Then she drive white Hummer. So she will come, they oppress us.
I remember
us.
That Hummer.
Yeah, white Hummer. She would oppress us. Mm. So because I like Tonto where we're. So you get one car where we been get, one car where they stop for road. So Tonto, they always hear, say, nah, yeah, I did that place.
Mm.
So she know the car. So one day the car stopped for road. So I can't tell her, I say, Tonto, they come. See, it's me hide. So yeah, I hide under the car, like for the back of the car, like this. So me and Basi. So me, I can't hold the steering. Basi and I think G-Tunes, they come, they push the car. So Tonto slow down to look whether yeah, I did the car.
Mm.
So Emanara comes down for front. So me and they control the team, Mofi Park. Mm. This thing happened for Ozumba, that law school.
Wow. Yeah?
That law school area.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tonto Dike can't look. Because you know, say, we don't they try to tassi and say, yeah, I like you.
Mm.
So, we don't come for her. See, say, yeah, can't stop can't for road. You understand?
Car,
you know? Ah, bro. I don't see this.
Wow.
So, we can't carry the car, reach house. So, now the next morning, I can't tell you, I say, these shows where we won't do now, we need to buy a car now. So we'll go buy one car, Mazda. We think so we don't arrive. So yeah, I drive the car, go Tonto gate, horn, say you want to see Tonto. How you want to take see Tonto that time? Security everywhere. We were just the one, two bedrooms down the road.
Tonto was big, big then.
Bruh. So that's what we just like, say we want to see her. You understand? She can't come outside. Drive that Hummer. Pass us.
I lie. She don't say no, did the car.
Yes, now.
Broke boys.
Because you don't say the next, I don't push that thing because after that car break down, I say, lie, we must buy. Would they push L out? You know, this Discovery. Land Rover Discovery.
Yeah.
Where my brother give me. You understand? So would they push the car? So if the car, if we're finished, sometimes we're not feeling overheating. So we guys push the car, park, and we did then wait like 1 hour, make the engine cool down. Then we'll start the car again. The top water, they go. Every 30 minutes, we'll stop top water. So that's so we recorded Kukere. We recorded Your Waste. Things changed. We started doing shows. Money increased. We moved into a different house.
When did you guys decide to start the label Triple MG?
So that period when P Square and LD were trying to sign here, that's when I told him, I said, bro, we can actually do this thing. So I said, we are made men. Now we're Manara, I say, that should be the name. So I said, we're made men. So now I come down to Made Men Music Group. That's what we'll go CAC. Guess what? What people don't know is you see that thing they call teamwork. Whoever said that thing that teamwork makes the dream work, the person for in life, it will see better for him. You know, because we understood that building a team was key. But you know, another thing is when you are in a team, there are people who, not because they are bad people, they will never make you understand that what you're trying to do is of value to them. Because then they hear things for their ear from other people. You see, now we think they cause all these artists break up for this industry. Because artists go deal within labor where person where fight all the... You see all these stories where they tell you. So you can imagine the artist can't come and leave you. Yeah. Don't be heartbreak be that.
Yes.
So, I go to tell you something. Them people, they ain't here. When you never they get Kukere Your Waste, nobody they talk to you.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So now, all of a sudden, people come, they your ear, they tell you things. So at last, someone will go register Made Men Music. He say, no, they ain't stressed. I say, one doing one thing. Say, I feel go register the company. That's why Emma tell me, so I know why I'm going to register the company. Say, because one thing I found out about him is he needs some time to think through some things. He always come back around. He's not someone that you tell something and he feels that, like, oh, let's go. He's not very, very spontaneous, right? So I went ahead, registered the company. I came, my brother gave him papers to sign. He said, no, they're interested. So I can't put my brother as director for there, just to hold the space. So as we don't reach Your Waste, so one day we did travel go Asaba for then governor of Delta State. I think it was his mom's funeral. Udwagan. So we enter plane as we land for that airport. Bless Nawori Airport also. As we just land, I see one woman, they struggle to carry her laptop bag and her bag. I tell her, this woman, big woman. I say, run, go help and carry her bag. So I say, yeah, run, go help and carry bag. We they enter, help and carry bag. So we come, they enter where, like the lounge, where she go wait for her bag. As she wait for her bag, we see help and carry that bag. I tell her, I say, do the work, no worry, they behind her, they watch what they happen. He carried a bag as he reached car. Now where the woman, you know, saying we're like hoodie.
Yeah.
So now where the woman come, in hoodie come follow. He can't say, come, what's your name? Say, his name is Nyaya. He said, oh my God, my children love you. Now when she can't call her, she'll say, ah, see, oh, I saw that Kukere guy. He helped me carry my bag. And so we come. As I see, they don't start conversation. Me as businessman, where I don't see waiting, I don't see. That's why I run call. Madam, good evening. Good morning. We'll call start to talk. We can't exchange number. So She's going to say, when we come back to Lagos, more come see him on Monday. I own my suit. Putai. You understand? Then I don't know how it be, but we hit straight. We reach her office. She used to work at Access Bank.
Right.
We reach her office. She can't tell me, say, we can't tell her, say, she can't say, how is it going? This is, we can't tell her, say, see, right now, we're in your career day now. We need money to go to the next level because we need to do a few things where, you know.
To project him.
Yeah. She can't say, okay. I said, we say, we need loan. She said, say, she no go fit give us loan. So she go fit give us loan, but if we get security or somebody to secure the loan.
Mm-hmm.
But she say, number one, security go be yaya. Say, mo go bring our company documents. Now when I turn looking yaya, you can see, say, you don't fuck up for that. As we come up for the office. You can see. The good thing is, the next day we're going to Abuja. So the guy will register the company there, Abuja. So I can't tell him, bring another form. Me yaya feel, we submit. The next week, the documents can't come outside. Your name can't do the this thing. So I could come submit the thing. They can't say, we need person to guarantee the loan. That's why you see this girl, Frida Francis. God will bless her for her. In anything that she ever does. You understand? I mean, when we fight, me and Ame, I always feel very sad because
she's
Frida is, she's that, she's one bridge in my life that when we're growing, you understand? Not everybody will want to come and guarantee. She had money in bonds with the bank.
Yeah.
So she used her bond to secure our loan. We took that loan. Was it about 20 million? No, wait, it'd be 2000.
That was a risk knowing that, you know, like, it's a new artist, even though you don't blue, but it was a huge risk.
Now she booked us for that barrier.
Right.
You understand? Now she booked us.
Sorry.
Now she booked us for that barrier. So I sure say, I'm sure she has seen, you see, I'm afraid that another person where they like me, she, they see prospect in things. Yes. You understand? So she can't agree, use her bond. See, she don't even think twice. Oh. She just tell us, say, no problem. Because when the thing happened, we can't call her and say, and this relationship wasn't up to 3 weeks.
So you met Frida?
When we met Frida. We can't tell her and say, I beg, she can't agree. She gave us the opportunity to use her bond to secure the loan. They disbursed the loan. That's how Nyaya was able to evolve from Kukere Your Waste into that big star. Because that gave us an opportunity to spend monies in the right places.
To project him right.
That's why I go buy iPad. I bought iPad. I go all the radio stations. They give Daddy Free still today. He still uses the iPad I gave him.
Jesus.
Yes. It's almost how many years? Daddy Free's, you know, then Dotun. I got Dotun.
What year was this? Because that's when you perfume and a belt. Employ me like this. Money deal you did.
Yeah, no, that time is own peon. You just come when we don't adjabona.
That's not where they employ. Don't drop us food for this. I say, what is it? Yeah,
that's
when
you come, Ajay. We don't be adjabona.
Yeah, you die, you.
Nah, yeah, we leave that time. That's not for here. So, so then, now after that period, now where you come.
Right.
Because things had changed. You came in like that.
2014. Around like February, around your birthday time.
Then things on piano. You know. So that's when things had changed. You know, I signed Techno 2013 December. So you came 2014 because when I signed 2013 December, I was looking for somebody to work with him.
In an assistant.
You know, I noticed my bed in February 2nd. So you came at that period.
Yeah.
So that's when you now joined us. Things come pure that period because we took the right risk. I always tell people, never be greedy with your craft.
Right.
Make sure that if you have 10 million and it's 10 million that is needed for you to get to the next level, knowing that if you had made 10 million right now and you need to spend 10 million to make 50 million, do it. But you know what some people they do? They go spend 3 million. They expect, say, to get the result of 10 million. Now, maybe you see some people then get prospect, but they see the over like, may I be risk taker? I feel sell anything just to make sure that I get to the next level. We know they do anything fraudulent. Now hustle with the hustle. Sometimes business go bad. You know, Frida gave us that bond. We collected that loan, did everything, and everything changed. Brand. 2013, yeah, I won Artist of the Year, Headies. We won all the awards that we could win. Went to Soul Train Awards in America, everything.
Yeah.
Everything pure. 2014, we had a good year. In 2015, then we parted ways 2016.
What happened then?
So I just, see, looking back now, I just feel like, you know, when person don't dare your space too much, sometimes it becomes very overbearing, right? And again, people were in his ears, Omo, come on, leave this guy. Omo, you can do it on your own now. But you know, easy. God give all of us different gifts. He said, God give me gift to sing. And for the sing. But I know, say sometimes I part some songs with voice. But I know, say they never give me, you know, if no, no, be like, say, the fact is some people know how waiting they happen for plane, how to wear seatbelt, how to do, know waiting to do when you enter plane, no make you pilot.
Right.
The pilot has, so yeah, as the pilot, I understood the things of the spirit within the music industry. You understand? So he understood the music, you know. So if he's a first officer, I understood how to do other things within the aircraft that will make sure that his flight is smooth.
Right.
Can you imagine, say, they go Australia, almost 20-something hour flight, no cabin crew, no other people to help, say, they will come down and they will say, that airline is the worst airline, but you flew a good flight.
But the team just...
The team around you. You understand? As part of the focus on in flight, the team, they give people food, they make sure they're happy, or water here and there, take care of people who are not feeling fine and all of that. You know, they...
Well, what was your original plan for Triple MG? Because by the time that you employed me, you had signed Emma, there was Celebobo,
there was Techno,
there was Bassi,
Bassi Run the Tracks.
It was the whole house where everybody lived
in.
Yeah. What was the plan for Triple MG if so things didn't happen?
I was looking at the formula of Maven, of More Hits at the time. You know, More Hits at the time, right, was, they had a lot of artists and they felt like they blocked the industry.
Right.
So I wanted to replicate that thing they were doing, where just lock the industry, own it to myself.
Yeah.
Right? If I drop song, it go hit. If I sign artist, it hit. Do you understand? That's what I wanted to do. But then things changed. Right? One thing that always made me to understand that God got me is, right before Kukere, I taken Yaya to industry night at Oriental Hotel. And that industry night was Tiwa Savage industry night. TBUs, Asa, Davido, Whiskey. Then they were still, they've had hits, but he never did like waiting the day now.
Yeah.
So David knew me, Whiskey knew me. All them, you know, I don't do the industry, so these people knew me. Omo, I said, yeah, I tried to enter industry now, then bounce.
Yeah. So, after Kukere?
No, okay. This was before Kukere. That's why I go meet Matthew Ohio, where be industry night guy. You know, since I'm my guy already, we work with like Two Face and all together. So I go meet and say, I beg now, help me. My boy there outside. He said, we'll be over. I say, yeah, yeah. I say, help me get him inside. May him come inside. So Matthew said, okay, you can go same person. No, for me, oh, they don't let me enter. My own artist, then they bounce. And I was like, this was after Food Project Fame. So I can't go. I can't go meet one of Matthew boy, where they always tip money back in the day. Like, I said, if I say my heart is there outside, you can't go. They come, we can't finally bring him inside. I can't cry. I clean my tears. I can't go that section where they
give you. Very emotional at that time.
Because you see, the thing is, when I'm very honest about something and it doesn't go the way I want it, it feels very, you feel hurt. So I can't go that section where them Davido, the special ed, everybody, they did that
you section. You knew them back then?
Yeah, I knew all of them. Someone enter the let me enter the bouncing here. I said, which kind of problem is? So now I come meet David. You see that boy? You see Davido?
Great guy.
He's been the same for years. I met him first in 2008 or 2009. He's been the same. Correct guy. He wants his people to always go. So I go meet Davido and say, David, I beg, see, my artist, he did that, the one bouncer in Contel. So special, and they close, in Contel special, very special helper, made them, the bouncer open the play, me, come inside. So, come inside. We can't deal with them, David. Bro, that same day of industry night, 3 weeks later, that's when we dropped Kukere. Kukere became so big, 3 weeks later, we headlined industry night, the same place he was bounced.
Ooh.
Guess what? the same people that were performing when he was bounced were now in the front row to watch him perform. Tiwa Savage was there, T-Bills was there, Davido, Wizkid, everybody was in there. So this is just my story about being the story long.
Yeah.
We're like, not going to finish. But
I know, but more just break and they go like that. Yeah. So, but if you're being honest, right, with benefit of hindsight, are there like things that you wish you did better with Triple MG? Because I anybody that gets to listen, I tell them that was my first job. And if anybody had a good template for what a label should be, it was you. But if you're being honest, I mean, you're older now, you're being through things. What are the things that you did with Triple MG that if you probably didn't do, you guys would still be?
I think I was really not too much open-minded at the time in terms of allowing going international in terms of, you know, knowing the right things that need to be done in some areas. Because, excuse me, I basically learned everything on the job.
Right.
So if I was in that place now, I'd have hired more technical people to handle some technicalities in the business. I would have done more partnerships. Yes, and I would have been open to more partnerships in that regard, in terms of, you know, having more people from a technical angle to come in for us to handle it and make it bigger, right? I wouldn't have handled it alone, how I was doing it alone, you know, just pushing, because then you didn't know who to trust.
True.
Because this was me coming from a point where the two big weights in the industry at the time, I tried to sign my artist. So I was, I was more protective.
You were very guarded,
I was very guarded, you know. But if I know what I know now, that's why now, coming back together with Yaya, those plans are there. We're rebuilding. There are strategic partnerships that are helping us do everything that we're doing.
How did this coming back? How did?
Even when we went our separate way, he knew that I really cared about him, you know.
So you guys maintained a friendship even when you guys were not?
Not really.
Right.
You know, not really. So one day, a friend called me that he was somewhere in one estate. So I now went to the estate. He now said I should come to Yaya's house. I was like, oh, no, me and Yaya were not talking. He said, no, just come.
How long did you guys not talk for?
5 years. 2016, June the 17th of June 2016. My marriage crashed on the 24th of June of the same year. So I was losing business and losing my home the same period. After that, after a few years, maybe like 2017 or 2018, one of those days, someone just invited me to his house. I went to Yaya's house. The guy now told me that he wanted me to talk to Yaya. Oh, da, 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 da. And we spoke, you know, I found out that the guy was going through some moments at the time, you know. And we spoke. But at that point, I don't think it was the right time for us to come back together. Then once in a while, we see hi, you know.
So, I mean, the friendship started developing again.
Not that much, but I knew that I had nothing against him, right? Because then I had Techno. Techno was there. So I was still pushing my other things I was doing. Then 2021. A friend invited us to the George Hotel. So we're just in his room, just gisting and everything. He now said, you know that you guys can actually come back together.
Oh, by 2021, you guys were cordial enough to be in the same room and your friend's hotel?
Yeah.
You guys were, okay, right.
By 2021, we had seen ourselves once in a while, you know, we meet at places, you know, I'll be on my own table, you know, on his own table. We're cool. So then, Omini, right, became very, very close to him. They were always seen even more often than... So, Omini will always come and tell me, man, he would tell me the challenges that he was going through, and he would tell me what he feels like I should do, how we can get back together and all of that. You know, so I'll say that this coming back, because at some point, him and Omini now started living together, right? So, one of those days, we're just somewhere. We had a meeting, and then one of our friends, we spoke about it. We agreed what we wanted to do. And I told him, I said, listen, let's get on the road. And then I had to start looking for investors to come and invest. I didn't see, you know, we had to find a way to use our old catalog to make things happen. And then here we are. We started working. people, you know, we had to meet people, collaborations, they go bounce us. People where we say, back in the day, we help them to, you know. So it was tough, but you know me, once I put my mind on a project, it go happen. So we started pushing and pushing. Things changed. So right now, Yan is in a very, very good place in his life. He feels better. Mm. He feels more confident.
Yeah. I saw some tweets that he tweeted and how things have really changed. And that's really good.
Those tweets, it's funny that we're just chilling and just reviewing everything that we've been through in the last 1 year. Mm. Bro, it's not easy for a comeback in our game. It's not easy. You have to fight it hard.
Mm.
So all I did was I told him, I said, bro, all the while you were away, I built stronger relationships with other people.
Mm.
We'll go and meet them and see if they can return the favor to me, even if it's not to you. So I went back to David, Kiss Daniel, asked them for a song. They agreed. We did it. So he had that relationship with Don Jazzy because he had been signed to Maven. Don Jazzy now asked her who we wanted to feature. He gave us options. And the options he gave us, so we said, you know what, let's start with Ira Star, you know.
Right.
And from there, we recorded his own single songs and everything. And everything is different. And I believe he's going to have a bigger 2023.
Relationship.
Everything is strategy.
Yeah.
See, let me tell you something. Whatever you're doing in this life, the reason why some people are where they are today is because of they invest too much emotions, in careless things. As I am, I know my target. I know what I want. Do you understand? And I know what keeps me at peace.
Mm.
I believe that the peace I enjoyed last year was because God brought me back to doing the things that I really love to do, which is music. I've done business, the ones where I fail, the ones where I succeed. But that music thing,
I was going to ask, you know, you had a phase where when they say turmoil, you're going through it from business to your marriage to Nyaya to... And I'd watched a video where you said, I think you were talking with Chude,
my
former boss, and you were saying that there was a time that you had like almost $1 billion in your account, but that was, you were the most depressed.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
So 2017, I had almost $5 million, but I was depressed.
You were going to jump off the bridge or something.
I had the best cars. I bought a C300 brand new just to kill myself in it.
That's wild to be.
Yeah, so...
But now that I'm here,
that
time when you talk that to me, maybe I come up for you. If you get $1 billion, you could really want be 1 billion naira. Now that I'm here, I understand where you could have been mentally because nothing else would make sense, even with all the money.
Because then I felt like, now that I have the money, because I felt my marriage crashed because I had no money to fund a few things. So now that I had the money, a year later after my marriage crashed, I was on almost $5 million from investments I did on crypto and all of those things back in the day.
Mm.
So I was sitting on that kind of money, investing in business, doing everything, but I didn't have a home or I didn't have someone like Nyaya around me to make those kind of financial expressions on him to show where we're actually going. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, some of us, our money is not for us to show off. It's for things that are around us to show off. You know, your wife, maybe your children. And
so there's no sense of fulfillment, even with all the money that you had.
Yeah, there was no sense of fulfillment because what I actually planned for was not what was going on with me at the time. Mm. You see, I had a breakdown of a plan of what I wanted. So during that depression, just that period, I was just making mistakes because then you're, you know this movie, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, you're looking for something.
Yeah, you're looking for something.
Mm.
Bro, there's no hotel that is a good hotel in Nigeria that I didn't stay in at least 2 weeks, pay a suite, just be there, thinking that will give me happiness. I'll just be there. I'll fly to different countries. I'll go to America, go to Miami, go to places that I've never been. You know when you are saying that there are things on your bucket list, I did it all.
Still.
Do you understand? I did all. And yet.
Why didn't you commit suicide?
So, I just always felt like committing suicide would put my son in poverty. I'm not that father that feels like whatever I make, I'll finish it and my son will make his own. No. If it was like that, David Otedola, David's dad would be saying the same.
Yeah.
Listen, let's not watch rubbish on social media. If you can, build your son. May may you get stepping stone where you go step on top.
Because hustling saved the damage some of
the damage.
Like
went through it. You know, the fear is you don't want. See, so all you need to do is, I always tell people, rich kids, their children mismanage money. I say, no. It's what you see, money management is waiting you start to teach your pikin
from early.
From when he's small. Anybody where in pikin, he leave money, when pikin can't finish the money, that means the person was never rich. You know why? Because whatever was making you money, you have to teach your son or your daughter how to manage that thing or set a structure where if he come in, the structure will work without him. That's what I'm working on right now. I've made those mistakes and what I'm working on now is the structure so that in the future, if my son wants to be a label executive, I'll say, guy, come, I resign for you now, yeah? Take.
Yeah.
Do you understand? If he wants to be a politician, oh yeah.
So whatever that you have learned over time that you can pass on to your son. I mean, there's so many things that you've learned over time that you can.
A lot. I see this one. When I deal with them like this, I ask some questions. He's six. Will be seven this year. I ask some questions. And I see how he thinks. And I feel like also, very soon I'll change his environment because I need him to be more global.
Yeah.
I wasn't global at that time.
To be open-minded. I might leave
abroad. Yeah. So to be very open-minded and very exposed. But I'll do that for him so that he has options. Do you understand? See, nobody, don't read social media and treat your child because of person say, oh, I willed all my things to charity. That lie! Then they lie to you. Nobody get mine to will everything, give charity, never give him picking some.
Maybe the white side. People, I mean.
Eh? Baba, forget that thing. Ask him very well, like, even those white people. Ask them whether they never instill something or a structure in their children where we say, go help them. Or they tell me, say, then they shut down all their business, throw away.
Fair enough.
If he tells, okay, you know what? The fifth person there, where we say, I know how you both talk, he's in charge of
trust
my estate.
Fund,
your
yeah.
trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, go for, Baba, forget this thing. Some people, they just do this to trend.
Right.
Me, I know you do, see, Baba, do your own as you want, do your own. Me, I do my own. My children, I want to take care of them. I want to do everything possible to make sure that they learn something so that they can sustain whatever I give them. So the worst thing you can ever do to yourself is not teach your children how to sustain whatever you leave for them. Or whatever you give them.
What did fatherhood do to you?
Oh, it changed everything. That's one of the reasons why I didn't commit suicide. You know, because at the time I had two kids, a girl and a boy.
Yeah.
Zanetta and Jaden. So every time I was make a key, I said, what didn't happen? I said, I bought a C300 brand new. I tore the paper. You know that period, that Lekki Epe Expressway, those traffic lights, they just come out the roundabout. Then they dig hole there where they go. Many people died on that spot.
Right.
So every day I was going home, I used to live in Chevron at the time. So every time I was going home, I see the accident happen there. I go, they wish they make a dwam to myself.
Stop it. It's a lie.
I'm serious.
Imagine having all that money.
Now let me tell you what happened one day. So I don't go. I don't buy the car for night. I go drink with my friends for my restaurant for rooftop.
Yeah.
I don't drink everything. I know they take alcohol, so I don't buy them, drink everything with their people. They wash the car. They know they say, I did give them farewell. May I go?
Cook by.
So I just drive. See, I know they play musical, but I just drive. Music just start to play. I start to sing. I reach house. I slept off.
That was good.
I woke up the next morning. No, so as I was going, I had two options. I say, if that one no happen, I mix concussion to drink.
You bought it and you mixed it.
Yeah. So I got home, I laid down, and my boy put on the generator. I told him to off it, that I wanted a dark house. It's the next morning I woke up that Eric Arubai had passed. And that day I went to church in the morning, and Pastor Paul preached a sermon called Surviving the Pressure. And that was what broke me loose.
Hallelujah.
So go and find it and listen to it. Surviving the pressure.
No, but I'm on depression. I don't. So last year was my crushing year. Yeah. I had to listen to messages to keep me together. Yeah. So
you see,
yeah.
That thing, once that thing is happening to you, you're about.
Yeah.
So then I was not happy. I left a lot of my business for people to handle. They crashed it.
Yeah.
Stole and started up their own businesses. The same business I was doing. But I just feel like I'm alive today. I'm well. A lot of things that I did, I lost a lot of money. Investment that I did in hundreds of millions, I lost it. because I was not focused.
Right.
But now, for you see, I always tell God, thank you for giving me an opportunity to bounce back.
Right.
You understand? People laugh me. Nothing where they no talk. They laugh me. They talk plenty. But guess what? Most of the people where laugh me talk plenty today, their marriage don't crash. They don't reject them for different things where they won't do. A lot they happen.
Life has happened to them.
I see the things where happened to me don't happen to them. I see them like this. Now, me, I don't heal. Now, me, they look them like this. I look them. I know they laugh them, but I look them from an experience point.
So there's also empathy because you've been there.
Yeah. So at then they were laughing at me, writing things. They will go meet my ex-wife. Then they be friends with her and they do video. Me, pay me.
But that must have been a lonely period for you. It felt like everything was happening. You know, when you walked in here, I said, you've evolved a lot,
yeah.
Right? So you are less in the news. Mm-hmm. You're more focused on your work. We know that you're in your bag.
Yeah.
Like, that changed. Like, does it come with age or growth or things that you've just experienced?
So it comes with age, growth, and experience. You see all these drink, whether they always say 21 years, 25 years. There's a reason why they're sold at different prices. It's because the amount of time they allowed it to marinate. Do you understand? So I think most of these things comes with time.
Yeah.
You see, when I always say, when people see me, Davido, see, in my worst period, one person that always picks the phone to always call me is Davido. I know, he will always call me to yab me. To just make sure that I laugh or something. Great guy. You know, he never judged me. You know, he never told, you know, in 2018, he called me and said, I want you to manage trauma. And that was it. And we've been friends, like we're family. You understand? I love them to death. Like, those are people who have stood by me. They've never judged me. You know, like, I'm sure there are a couple of other people. I'm just saying, just to point the light.
Yeah, I see that you value their relationship a lot. Yeah.
No, you see them, I value their relationship. Because you see, these are people that have been with you. They know you. They understand you. Yeah. They are safe around you.
You can be vulnerable, even if you do something terrible, they'll still be your...
So, but the thing is, I always ask myself, what is the thing I've actually ever done? Not just children, what I get.
They are blessed.
People, they thief.
You understand? I remember one video that you said this thing in a video.
Yeah. People, they thief now. Most of now, this thing, not be thief, then they thief money, give them to carry, buy bags, buy a house, and do this thing. Then they talk about them. You understand? So, most of these people, where they even talk, you know how many times we don't hear say they don't come out, or maybe they get picking for a person, they go hide somewhere.
Now, who they catch?
You understand? So whenever I people say this, I'm like, what have I really done? Do you understand? There are people that have been celebrated across the world. Like, bro, with a day here, like, big, you know, say, you know, let me tell you what I found out, bro. Have money, make money. Money is the only thing that will excuse you from things that people do, and your own will be different if you don't get money.
True.
See, if you don't get money, they go use something where another person do. Yeah, they go clap for the guy. Bad guy!
Say you know your purpose to make you be like this.
They go abuse you on top. Do you understand? So I found out that the difference was the success you record in life. It will help you. It will excuse you from a lot of things.
Yeah. I'm very happy to see that. You know, I was having a conversation with my brother, my younger brother, and all this time that you were in the news and everything, and yeah, it happened. You brought Insta apartments. Techno was there. Like, you just kept surviving the... I'm just like, there's something about Ubi. He's dogged. No matter what you throw at him, he will always look for a way to.
Yeah.
And it shows in how you've evolved and you and Yaya are back together, things are happening. And for somebody who wants to be in this space like you, what are the things that you've really learned over the years that you can say, you know what, if I'd say this to you, maybe you'd be better informed to go after the things that I went after? Like, what are the lessons?
I think you should fight less.
Right.
There's no... You see, being dogged has to do with the things that are around you. Some things that happen to us were created by us because of anger, because of lack of self-control.
Okay.
And once you master that, it's going to be easy for you. So I always said, there was a point where the only case I had in court was my divorce case. and as we speak, I'm sure I have maybe only another business, this thing that maybe one.
Yeah.
And you know why? I have a lawyer. See, when you have people around you, you have to make sure that those people are not about making money off you by keeping you in court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a businessman, you could get one or two
issues now.
There's here and there, you know. I had a business project that I was doing, apartments, everything going well.
Mm-hmm.
I spent over 300 million in that project. I collect money from some people. Mm-hmm. I had carried one. So one day, for some reason, the landlord people, because I leased the property, the landlord people started to give me problem, give me problem, give me problem. They give me problem till one day I wake up and say, I know they do again. Because the problem they were giving me was affecting the business.
Right.
Revenues dropped. So, and I knew so that if I was going, one day I would just do nothing. Now, so one day I just wake up, I come, they don't dig hole for the gate. They say, problem. I woke up and lost a lot of money. That thing put me in a lot of debt that I was paying. Baba, I paid that money. I paid to you, like right now, maybe like from over 170 million, I paid to you like 28 million, nine remain now. That's what they talk to you. And I'm not ashamed to talk about it. This is, we're business people. Mm. People, they always say, when you are doing business, you know, go fail.
Mm.
I know, say, the people who even support you do the business, sometimes they know they understand, say, business don't fail.
Yeah.
They always love it when it's sweet.
Rosy. And
it's rosy. Mm-hmm. But business fails. Sometimes container go fall for ocean. You understand? High sea, nothing. You know, but one thing I've always told myself is, I'll be the great guy I am. I no go thief. I no go do any fraudulent thing to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I go just there as I day. If you work, you work. If you no work, we go the next level. I don't sign some artist where we say I spend money where. One command, you know now,
mm-hmm.
with some
mm-hmm.
artists who have been there with us,
mm-hmm.
we spend money well, we shoot video, do everything, then get the best video. We don't make one cobble.
True.
But you know what? You move to the next one. So what I'm trying to, I try as much as possible to, you know, someone like you that has a legal background, you see, there's something called...
knowledge diploma I get.
Exactly.
After I leave you, I go back to history, because I don't say if I continue the law, I don't feel become this person when I come today.
But, you know, there's something called alternative dispute resolution,
mm-hmm.
ADR, right? I always tell myself, my lawyer always tells me, he said, bro, there's no need for you to always stay in court and you're fighting. It messes you mentally.
Yes.
See, always, so as I did, so I always, I did pick my fight. You get something where it will happen. I feel chance like if I reach house now, I feel call the person, so I'm going to settle out of court or I'm going to settle properly. Okay. Like this more arranged payment plan. Make or I made the go your own, they go
so
my own.
So peace is very important for you at this level.
So yeah, at this level, peace, quiet is very important for me.
Mm.
Bro, there was a time every other week,
there was some
person, they knock my gate. I will cry. Then I'll find out that an investment where they are, they sell them to pay off the other thing, because I'd gotten to a point where I was depressed to the point where I was losing money, losing businesses, monies that I have, everything gone. People were investing in my business. Some of them, we don't know, say, forces, they find them.
Mm.
As the forces and they find them,
definitely.
They trace everybody where the person don't do business with, they will come. Problem here. Oh, this person, you do business with this person, with the find them, where are they? Oh, you must pay us all the money where you run and transact business. Bro. See, I'm going to tell you something. You see, the things where this social media is not close to the turmoil that I have been through.
Mm.
For me to be here today, peaceful, is because a lot of people believed and prayed with me. I fasted. I prayed. I asked God that, let me get out of this trouble. I woke up one day. I just say, you know what? I need to pick between these things. See, bro, all of these things, find the right people around you. For you to find the next level of peace you want to be and the next level of things you want to be,
yeah.
Find the right people. So let me tell you something. You know Pastor Toby? That guy has impacted in me. That's what, he's my guy. And the impact is not, I always tell people, the impact is not just financial. Right? So when somebody impacts in you financial, it's not compared to when the person compacts in, impacts in you mentally.
Yeah.
Baba, they drop me money where I'm like, oh, guy, they take care of me.
Mm.
But I tell you that there are other things.
It's mental advice.
Yeah. You know what? When I was doing my blogging on my page, you know, the blogging was a breakout of the pandemic when I had my talk show and all of that. So I started doing blogging. I was doing my blogging. So I found out, say, some places where they always enter, we transact business with my guys, my friends. Oh, man, they know they call me again. Because say, mister. Because they know they call me again.
I'm a blogger.
They know they call me blogger. So they know if you trust me. So Pastor Toby, they try to key me the thing, but you know, say, you know, if he tell me what thing to do, you understand?
Yeah.
Sometimes go try tell me, say, no be like him, oh. But people go don't meet them, tell them, say, ah, Omo, we didn't call you before this thing because he's a so blogger much, now. Yeah. No be like a fraudulent thing, oh.
Mm-hmm.
But you get people, they always like me, their business, they're quiet, they know they like me, person knows, oh. So people, you know, ah, I notice, say, so when I can call one of my guy, I say, bro, this deal where Nami bring, listen, this when I don't finalize everything, build the jetty, everything, now don't give me anything. What's happen? They say, oh, you know that you now you'd been do the introduction, but we continue the next phase. Now another person. I said, no. I can't chance the guy one day, the guy can't come Lagos. He did a co-hotel. He can't call me, say he won't see me. I come. Bah, bah, just enter the room. I the vex, they vibrate. He said, calm down. He said, we can't trust you anymore.
I say, huh? An insult.
I say, why? So that you can't trust you anymore. It can't be like, say, for inside AC, it can't be like, say,
heat.
Heat, sweat, day my body. I say, what happened? He says, see, some of the guys that we work with, they don't like your public, this thing.
The brand that you have
the brand that
now.
You have outside now. Don't be even about the being. Don't look at my guys and get picking like that now. So it's not even.
They can't trust
now, that
this.
Posting why they post, you know, the blogging thing why they blog, you know, all those kind of things. Ah! I say, wait, hold on. He said, that the guy don't know how to tell me something that the thing. So, the thing disturbed me. So one of them don't already tell Pastor Toby. One of them will be like Pastor Toby, school friend back in the day. Don't already tell Pastor Toby something. And then even Pastor Toby and him in people for church, they don't already see, say, you know, this guy, the kind of brand he's trying to, you know.
Create, it's going to affect him.
Mama. Then where, because you know, you have to know the people you're around with. If you are going to grow, you are going to grow. You see, you know, say when tree start to grow, it they grow, it goes small. If you know what time where you go die, but other trees go grow. So if you're trying to grow, let your branches and your roots be bigger, you have to be watered properly.
Right.
So when the Pastor Toby can't use joke, tell me, say, you can't be posting this. No, that time I go just push ash, post girl where they twerk, all those things. So you can't be posting this, you can't be posting that. He talk about like joke, oh. Then what I sit on? I can't tie him. We're waiting that guy tell me for Nigeria.
Yeah.
So I wake up one morning, I delete everything from my page. I go to post once in a while now. Bro, it was peaceful.
Action.
Bro, come off of social media 2 weeks. No post, no do anything, no even go there.
I know fit in my office without.
No, I'm just telling you.
I don't reduce
see,
a lot of.
See, the peace that thing brings is next to none.
So now say your blogging karate die.
No, no, but the thing is, that money where I've been make with the transactions, what
right,
they do, it's better for me.
Of
and
course.
It's peaceful for me. And they do it. I feel enter rooms like this, with the discuss business. People go, no, say,
safe.
You understand? Might even shock you. So one day, we create group to celebrate one of our guy's birthday, one big guy. The group, we create group to celebrate Davido birthday. This is birthday that passed. But unfortunately, the thing did not happen. So one of Davido guy, where they asked for the group, he may see me there. You can't say, ah, blogger day, I'm gonna talk small, small. You know, those kind of things. So, that thing just, you know, it was a joke, but it kind of reminded me
that they were right about
it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, let me tell you something. Once you're a blogger, once you're, a lot of people don't trust you, not because you want to write anything about them, but they're just being careful and they're treading carefully so that they don't maybe something, because nobody prefers something if it happens tomorrow. They still say, now you go first go report them. Or if you don't go report them, you go give them a true person, make them report them. So I found out that I lost that thing with a few people.
Yeah.
You know, so I started finding a way to build it back.
Mm.
And see, as God will have it, the thing just happened naturally. I've gotten more of those businesses back. I've gotten a lot of things back and everything. So that's why CC me, I just...
Ubi Franklin is back to business.
Bro, I'm a business.
What's happened to the Ubi Franklin blog now?
No. What I want to just do is my podcast. Yeah, you know, and
I
just,
think you should. I think you should.
I'm bringing back the industry conversation, which talks about what I really know about different business sectors. I've been in the real estate, music, different parts of entertainment, you know. That's what I would really want to talk. The education of it.
Yes.
It's not just how it's not going to be more of talking about how people started, but just the education of different sectors.
Of course, you have a lot of experience to give. So pardon? You have a lot of experience. There's so much that people can learn from.
And you know, my head is always full with ideas and things. So I feel like having conversations about it, people will pick. Because during the pandemic, let me tell you one of the best moments for me last year. Mm-hmm. One of the best moments for me last year was I was entering Hilton in Abuja. Some of the people I gave 50K, 100K during the pandemic to start up business like small chops business and all of those things. So I was entering Hilton and she was with her husband. And she now said, "Hi, Ubi Franklin. My name is Soso." But I didn't even remember who she was. But we gave a lot of people money through Pastor Toby.
Right.
It's a grant that he gave us to give out to people. So she now said, "Oh, I'm Soso person. You gave me money to start small chops business. You gave me 50K to start small chop business then. And you now gave me another 50K, making 100K. And my small chop business." So before the pandemic, she was working in a company and she was receiving 75,000 naira salary.
Mm.
So she knew how to cook, do all these small chops. She always makes it for herself. So she decided to start it and deliver to homes in Abuja during the pandemic. And she now told me that from then, I saw her last year, 2022, at the Hilton, her and her husband. And she told me that right now, she has 9 staff who work for her, and every month she does about 4.6 million naira monthly. Peace. And this is someone that was collecting 75K as salary. So there's another guy I saw in a wheelchair. If you watch this Nathaniel Bassey's song, "See What the Lord Has Done," you see a guy in a wheelchair waving his hand. I bought that wheelchair. I didn't even know. So I was in the Hilton too. You know, Hilton lobby is very busy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You always meet people. So that same day, I just got into the Hilton lobby. No, this woman, I met her when, like, a security check. So when I got into the lobby, I was going to the restaurant. And the guy said, "Ubi, wait. So I now turn. You know, like, person wear the wheelchair, at least you always be very open to give the person. He said, "Boss, thank you so much. See this wheelchair? You are the one that bought it. You know, I said I wanted a wheelchair. You sent money to me." Bro, those are moments I love, you know. Yeah. I love moments where I look back and see that some things I've taught. Bro, there are people that are like you that have helped and that work with me or I've hired or things. Mm. Bro, they will never tell you thank you.
Mm.
They'll rather go outside and be saying things about you. But not knowing that, like, listen, every boss, you have your responsibility to make decisions. Do you understand? So look at today. There's no way I'll write my book that you will not be somewhere in my book as a success story. And they use you brag.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Because you know what? You didn't fail me. Mm. If I was the first person to give you a job, that was like, I kind of funded what you were doing. You understand? So if that journey is somewhere today, bro, there are people like you that work with me that today, then they do one fraudulent thing, then they do this. How about, as a guy, you choose who they successful now. They're like, father, we get plenty children.
Yeah, and the one we...
You understand? So I'm proud of you, and I'll say that. That's why...
Thank you, my boss.
That's why I always, you know, whenever I see your podcast, I always post and I always tell, because I always watch, because it's very exciting to watch who you know that, okay, this guy, you're part of the guy's journey.
Hmm.
I've been part of a lot of people's journey.
Yeah.
From Yanya to Techno to Celebobo to Emanara to D-Tunes to Run the Tracks. Name them, a lot of people's journey.
Yeah.
But you see, even the ones that are not known, that have businesses that they are running today, lawyers here and there. In December of last year, I received a gift from my lawyer. And I shed tears because it's not very easy for somebody that you move to Lagos. He's still your lawyer, but he doesn't work with you like the day to day, but he's still your lawyer. He handles transactions for you and everything. to come back to you. And you know, I give him a lot of referrals. That's what I always tell people. Don't work with me and expect that you make a lot of money directly from me.
Yeah.
But the branch is what I will give you. The access is what I will give you. If you are smart, you make. So he came to me and he came to the house and gave me a gift. And I felt very emotional.
Hmm.
And I used that money to buy something very important. I just hang out for my house.
So you can always remember.
They see him because the same time I hired him, I hired somebody else who we grew up together as well. The guy duped me, crashed my business. He goes starting own. See, today, he has never for one day come back to me to say, Baba, hold this 50K or hold this 10K, can I buy something? Rather, if he has opportunities, he runs me down. But you know what I've said to him? I said, God, please, make sure that he experiences the circle of business. I'm not wishing him bad. Circle of business is, let him see what business is really is. And I wish him good luck. Once I do that, my mind is always free. That's why he says, see how fat. You understand?
I mean, what talk about? I don't want to disrespect you.
I don't fat. Don't worry. So I go lose this weight.
They make money.
You understand? So it's peace.
Peace of mind.
You understand? It's peace. And as I did, so a problem won't happen. And they always nip the problem from
in the
distance. Say, ha, Omo, this is a problem. Omo, find a way to solve it. Now people, they see me as more peacemaker than problem person. It's peaceful. Because I want come what? They go where they go. No, but I don't want anybody they see. Say, ah, this guy.
I'm very happy that we had this conversation and I'm very happy that you're in this phase of your life where it's just peace and it's love. It's like it's palpable. I can tell that this is where you are.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that and you really shared on the show. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're about to wrap up, but we have a small segment courtesy of Lipton called Spill the Tea.
Okay.
So basically, we'll just ask you some questions.
All right, let's go.
Some very tricky questions, and we're going to give you like a nice goodie bag from Lipton. So we've come to the Spill the Tea moment. You have to be very honest, right?
Okay.
Yes, this is Lipton. It's about honesty and connection. Okay. I like this one. It says, who's your favorite talent you've ever managed?
Favorite.
The obvious answer.
Yeah, and Kiss Daniel.
No, one.
Oh, one. Ah, that's tough.
Yes, that's the idea.
Favorite.
Like of all time, that like, you know that this is my talent. Because you have managed everybody, but there has to be one that's...
You know why? They've all come in seasons.
Politicians.
I'll tell you, if I say favorite, I'll say Chevchi. Favorite.
Why?
You know, when somebody's like your sister.
Right.
So, you know that they're... I'll just say favorite because we built a relationship, right, over the years. And then everybody from her sisters, her peer, her friends around her, they are now... So, you know, I now call them the Ubi's Angels.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm always the guy around the ladies. So, you know, I think that would be a favorite. I would say favorite because of the season where we were all together. You know, everybody passed through their own several seasons. So I'll say favorite because we learned a lot from each other and we grew. If you want to say most rewarding in terms of working and seeing the results that you're, I'll say
Right.
But the most, they are different. So I might not be able to say, then if you want to look at where I've learned a few things strategically and, you know, learn brotherhood, you know, I'm building myself, I'll say Kiss Daniel.
Such a politician.
You know, so, yeah.
SSC. You don't give me political answer.
I'm telling you that.
Rewarding.
So, yeah.
And so, anyway, I like that. I like the way you answered that. Politics or music?
Music.
Of course. Okay. And the last one, do you have any major regrets from your previous relationships or decisions that you've made on the job or didn't? I think we answered something very similar, but I just want you to be very specific and or didn't make and what are they?
I don't regret anything in life. You know why? Because everything brings you to a point where the experience I have, I always wish that people have it. I have an experience of a 50-year-old. I'll be 37 in 3 weeks. But the experience I have the experience of a 50-year-old, because tell me, you know, I've been around the block. Like, I've been around the block. Like, you know, the only regret is confiding in people who you're not meant to confide in. This is our game. This is our world. It's deadly.
Mm.
There was a time I was when I was having issues with my ex-wife, I was confiding in somebody who was the worst person I should be confiding in. Because I was talking to him, he was going back to go and relay the conversation. So when I dug deep, I found out that there was something before.
Right.
And it was also an elderly friend that called my attention to it and said, that person you are talking to, you can't be talking to him. See what we are hearing from the back.
Mm.
You know when it feels like you're being vulnerable, you're talking to somebody. So I think vulnerability should come with understanding that you talk to someone who is more mature, or you keep it within you and wait for time. So let me tell you what I also found out. Time. And that thing is, time is the biggest, the best, the most rewarding thing God has ever created. If there was something like creation of time, you see the clock that ticks is different. Before we started this conversation, we didn't know how long it would go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that we've gone through series of, you know, though I would have loved to answer a few other questions in business and all of those things, because I love to be in those kind of moments.
Mm.
But I'll tell you that this conversation has also brought me back. I'm like, oh, listen, you've come a long way.
Yeah.
So every time I have these kind of conversations, it makes me understand that. So, and you know what? All of those things is time. Bro, in the last years that we've been, people have passed. You know, we've lost people, but we're still here. That means God has given us time. There's a lot of things that we're going to do.
Mm.
So every time you do something, you know, there are days where I just kneel down and tell God, thank you. God, thank you. You know, I would just be thanking God, thank you.
Because if you look back,
bro, you don't ever receive a lot. Where you don't even know, say, that a lot go come like that. You just tell God, thank you.
Oh, from
God.
Where?
God, from where? How? Bro, I was, let me tell you this thing. I was in, before the pandemic, I was trying to do something. As the pandemic hit, the thing canceled. As I start pandemic, they still do my Instagram live. They do. Mama, when sponsors start to come, bro, in this life, be very intentional about what you want to do.
Right.
Don't be shy, yo. Don't let anybody in this world ever make you feel like whatever you're doing is worthless.
Mm.
Bro, my friends, close friends that I thought that these were my guys, refused to come on my Instagram live when I started. That's why I always give it up to Akin Alabi, Sujimoto. They were the first people to believe and come on the show.
Mm.
After that, I interviewed governors, commissioners, senators, and all of that.
Thank you for coming to my show.
Because if the next time we invite you for a show, cause trouble.
Problem, I beg. But thank you so much for coming. Cheers to... Cheers. Thank you, Lipti, for supporting the show.
Lipti, Mona, you support my guy. You see this guy?
Mm.
Mona, support him. Now, I want to do Lipton, this thing, advert for that. So
no, before you go, we have a gift from Lipton.
Oh, yeah?
You know, if you come my show, we'll not give you just something. You have... Just can you hand over? Omo, you have killed me on this show. But thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you.
Special goodie bag from Lipton.
All right.
Lipton, thank you so much.
So there's tea, there's...
It says it's on a free gift. No, you buy them.
Now, Lipton, that's the money they give you now.
So,
no, be me. But I'm part of Lipton now. But
I know they don't help your life. Well,
thank you, Lipton, for helping my life. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Franklin.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.